we'll go with the board actions to be considered. First one is deliberation and action to approve or disapprove the funding exemption for adding 3-point seat belts to bus fleet, what Mr. Brandt just talked about.
Y'all have any problem with approving that exemption?
Approving the funding exemption?
Yeah, I think that's what.
Yeah, to approve it.
Quentin made the motion, Justin seconded it, all in favor?
Okay, to approve it, right?
Yes.
I'm making sure we're all on the same page.
Thank y'all.
Next, consideration and action to approve or disapprove IPM coordinator. I used to be the IPM coordinator. I'm not anymore. Mr. Brandt said he would do it as long as he got doubled the stipend I got. I told him that was fine. So I would like to recommend Mr. Brandt.
Would you say it was $10,000?
No. I'd like to recommend Mr. Brandt as our IPM coordinator. And IPM is Integrated Pest Management.
Okay, well, I was wondering if that's what it was. I mean, I hear that all the time.
And I feel sorry for him, but the first day they found out about it, he got bombarded. I told him.
We started a pest book, siding log book.
Just for bucks, right?
I told him, I never had that problem because nobody knew I was it, so.
I motion to approve him.
Darren to help him.
Jess made the motion to approve Mr. Brandt as.
I'll second.
Kyle seconded it, all in favor?
Thank you.
None opposed?
Good luck, Mr. Brandt.
Thank you, Carter.
The next thing is we have to do a threshold. We had to update our threshold. That's this paper that looks like this right here. All this stuff has to be in the minutes because we got to send it to TDA also.
Two rats per classroom.
Any of those numbers can be swapped. Like, so what this is another, this came from another school.
Just join us.
What?
I said, just join us.
Come on up here.
Yeah. So any of these numbers, if we feel like the board feels like any of these numbers are something that we need to change, we can change it now and then, but we just have to approve this threshold. And then once we approve this threshold, then that's going to be our threshold until we change our threshold. But the board has to approve. This is a pretty common, these numbers are pretty common. And we kind of went off that, you know.
Yeah, I mean, one for any of those is good with me.
Well, until they start calling you.
Uh-huh.
Like housewives, I'm thinking like 50. Yeah. But no, so these thresholds also, from what I understand, is when they do their routine treatments,
mm-hmm.
if they walk into a room and see this threshold, see something above this threshold in the room, they can special treat without having to find anything else out.
Oh, good.
If we do see something like this and we let them know, they're going to leave a, if they don't see it themselves, they're going to leave like a sticky trap or something. When they come back, if it's below the threshold on the sticky trap and they don't see any more, they throw that away, put another one out, they won't special treat. If it's above our threshold, they'll special treat for whatever said.
So yeah, we could always amend this at any time.
Yes, we can change it. We can do whatever to it. I just have to update it with M&M when we do that. But she just wanted this board approved on the minutes, everything, and then sent back to her, and then for whatever those other letters. I haven't taken the class yet, so I don't know all the letters and designations.
What about snakes outside, like playground snakes? Would that be considered part of pest control?
I don't do snakes.
Okay. So, I don't either.
That's going to be an barista thing.
Okay. I just didn't know if that was something that was
if
in the
is,
hole.
If it is, you just nominated the wrong guy.
Just a valid question.
Naked mole rat.
In fact, I thought there was snakes
we
on
had
there.
Some
yeah,
of
that's why I was like,
room.
I don't know, every now and then snakes trickle in
snake.
The country.
But I don't know what M&M's going to do about a snake either.
So they have these gopher things that you put in the ground that make the snakes go away. And they're solar powered.
Well, we need those either way, whether we see snakes or not, then.
Yeah,
with the rattlers. We don't. Yeah. Cats. We can get kittens. Cats are nice too.
But they're coming in.
Therapy pets.
Are they coming in monthly right now, Mr. McLaren? Do they come monthly?
Yes.
Yes.
So they're coming and doing monthly. and now they'll look at our pest sighting log and special treat if they need to while they're already here. Because if I call them and tell them we're above the threshold, they got 48 hours to come out and special treat. Like once I've made that phone call. So now putting it in that threshold thing, they can do that while they're here.
Nice.
Or that pest sighting log, instead of calling them out, you know, 7 times a week at 170 a pop. Like, they'll already be here. They can special treat, especially if the pest sighting log shows it above the threshold or they see it themselves. So, if any of these numbers seem like high or low, we can swap them and then approve it, and then we can submit it back to whoever.
Sounds
good. You know, I keep saying special treat. I'm like, oh, a special treat, like on the snack cart?
That too.
Flies, five per dumpster, okay. Trash.
Brittany does not know about the last one, so if you don't want to tell her about that, that's
yeah. Well, sounds good to me.
That one.
I motion to approve.
Okay. Jess made that motion. Kelly seconded it. All in favor? You got none opposed? Thank you, Carter.
Okay, that should do it for me.
I know you're doing a pretty good job.
Yeah. Thank you so much for everything.
You're welcome.
The other thing, remember the last board meeting we talked about? I brought to y'all's attention about possibly giving a star stopping to those teachers that teach a star test and everything, and said I was going to put it on. I wanted y'all to think about it, and I was going to put it on the, on this agenda. Well, I had a board member contact me and would like to have some information and everything, and that I would be happy to get that information to the board. But I wouldn't be able to get it for this board meeting. This here that y'all have here was done by some of our teachers. I'm giving it to you so you can look at it, but I'm still going to get the information that was requested by the board member to all of y'all. Me and Ms. Barry will do that. But I do think it's something I would... If I was a teacher and I had to teach star test, I would want to be compensated for it.
Yeah.
Because it's very stressful. Mm-hmm. And the problem is the star test, a long time ago, it wasn't called the star test. It was teams and tabs. And it was just supposed to be a deal to show schools where they were at. And now it's become a dadgum contest and everything, and you know, it's like I told y'all at the last board meeting, you know, administration puts that pressure on teachers, the board does, the state does, the parents do, I mean, it's all, and it's not what that was supposed to be, but that's what it's turned out to be. And I'm sure it is very, very stressful, and like I said, I wouldn't want to do it. But one thing I would like to do is I would like to recommend that we table this until I can get all that other information to y'all, and I'll put it on next month's agenda, and y'all can decide then.
Okay. These numbers that are here, did you get those from?
I did not do any of that.
How much more information is really? Because this is pretty thorough.
Yeah, it's pretty thorough, but I'm not real sure. I didn't look at.
Because, but, can I be honest?
I mean,
for a minute.
Sure.
I feel like we might, and I totally respect you wanting to table this, but I also know that we have some teachers that are trying to be poached from other districts, and they are teachers we cannot afford to lose, so I am not completely sure that it's in our best interest to hold off, simply for the fact that we might lose up to 3 to 4 teachers who've been contacted by other schools. So I don't know if there's any questions we can ask some of the teachers that are here. That just really concerns me, being the summer and it's when they're going to look for other jobs, and we aren't having a knockout amount of applications right now. In fact, it's actually record low. And I just want to make sure that we are taking care of our teachers, because I can't imagine why we wouldn't say yes to taking care of them.
Well, I mean, look at your state comparison. I mean, we're just knocking it out of the park.
I don't know.
Well, I agree. If we could do something, decide and do something that would provide some job security and reassure them that
maybe even
teachers. Yeah.
I'd like some security for my kids to have teachers.
I agree. We need to support the teachers. Absolutely. I do think there's some additional information that needs to be got, and I would be more inclined to let's give all our teachers a raise, a substantial raise. Get it. I'd like to get away from the stipend model and pay them what they deserve, because you know all our teachers contribute to those STAR tests. And I mean,
no,
Malacy and those elementary teachers, they build the basis for the third grade test. And I mean, it all works together. I think we'd have better jobs recruiting if we had our, if we weren't so much lower than these other districts on our base salary. And I think that it would give these teachers more money going towards their retirement, so we're not hamstringing them on that part as well. So I do think there's additional information that needs to be got.
I do think we should give all of our teachers a raise, because we are dramatically low. I think every teacher deserves a raise, because after sitting here reading this, we are so much lower than other districts.
But it's hard
but
to
I
tell.
Also think that the ones that are teaching for this test, that a lot of us at this table deeply criticize, I think we do need to support them.
I do not disagree, but it's hard to tell what they're actually making at this point in time, because we don't know what stipends that are already being received, you know, and the bonuses and all the other things that go along that aren't reported in this base salary. And I think we're doing them a disservice by not looking at it big picture as a whole. I think we're doing the district a disservice if we don't look at this with an objective real world view on what it's going to cost and what we can actually do to support these teachers in a more meaningful way.
And I would like to maybe consider taking a recess and looking at this for 5 minutes to make sure that those haven't been answered.
They haven't. I've already looked through. And Mr. McLaren has gladly said he'd get that stuff for me.
And he did, but it takes a majority
that's
vote
a
to
month.
Table something.
Well, that's fine.
If we went ahead and did this proposed, I think it's page 4, proposed stipend structure, go ahead and pass that for those that are teaching the test. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then what is it, February, March, when we talk about
when we
salaries?
Look at salaries.
And then we redo salaries then, and then we talk about increasing.
You can,
what happens when the STAR goes away here in 2 years?
It won't.
Well,
it's all
changing,
about money.
They're changing it to another deal is
it'll
what I've read.
Just like the bus thing, I think we cross that bridge when we get there. I'm not willing to...
So, just to be clear, y'all are willing to make this vote without all the pertinent information.
I have information based on what was on the agenda.
I think what we have right here, and it shows our comparison, state comparison, I don't think how we could go wrong.
And you said yourself we're low.
I agree.
Right here, right, we can do something right now. And then
but is that the right way to do this?
For the start of this, my opinion
is
yes.
Can we do better?
I think we can do this and pay our teachers more.
We can do this. Go ahead and...
We'll work on that in February.
Right. Yeah, and stick with February and go with the proposed stipend structure here.
I do have
and then
like,
look ahead
on
to
stipends,
our salaries.
Does it go towards teacher retirement or not, Mr. McLaren?
I don't know.
Does I know it? Bonuses don't.
It does.
I know okay. Stipends.
But the bonuses are what?
The stipends go?
Okay. Yes.
Stipends go?
And I'm not negating any teacher that sets, like, that isn't specifically teaching for a STAR. Like, I think you could walk around and ask anybody. I am team teacher cheerleader. I want them all to get paid more than what they're worth, because they are very undercompensated. And, I mean...
I agree, but I think we could do something that's way more substantial for all the teachers and would be beneficial for all of them, and I think that'd be better for the district in the long run. That's my opinion.
It is your opinion.
We can look at that in a future time, but this is on the agenda tonight, and we could go ahead and cover this base.
Or we can table it until we have more information.
Mm. You're right.
I guess we'll take a vote.
We'll have to take a vote and see.
Yeah.
On the prep classes, versus star test. So Cynthia, the first one, Cynthia, of course.
Yes, that's correct.
So she teaches six prep classes, but only one test?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Because that, is that Algebra 1 is the only EFC.
Okay.
But she prepares for the geometry, Algebra 2, etc.
So like,
that's my only question. Like, so if you're teaching six of the prep classes, but there's only one test, but then some, so, you know what I mean?
Yeah, some
I'm not saying, like, I'm just saying, like, it doesn't match up. If you're teaching six classes, but there's only, you only get paid on one.
So,
don't our teachers already get a stipend for teaching four classes?
To answer your question really quick, so for example, Cynthia Clark teaches the same content, essentially, in these prep classes for that EOC, unless she's teaching multiple grade levels, right? So there are some teachers who might teach, let's say, a 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. So they're teaching four different
grade
levels. And then another teacher might be teaching 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th. So it is different content and different preparation. That's like quadruple the preparation, because it's not just teaching, oh, I only teach physics. I'm just using that as an example. Or, you know, or like Miss Bellows teaches multiple different kinds of science. So it's not just, English or, oh, you teach math. It's very different.
I mean, I guess what I'm looking at, and I'm not disagreeing with anything on the stipend side of it, but all of them are working, and then you got one that's 1,000 versus 7,000. I mean, that's the only deal I was looking at.
I think it'd be a lot better to give all the teachers, you know, a $5,000 boost in their base pay and be done with it. And then they're all, you're going to be doing more good than this.
I disagree, because some teachers do more. Different.
There's only two teachers on here that would get more than that.
No, there's actually multiple.
There's not.
Well,
there's two that would get
more than
5,000.
Well, they do a lot of work.
I agree, but I think there's a better way to structure this that would make us more competitive in our recruiting and our retention. I think it would do a lot more good to do it in a more structured way that everybody's getting it, because I don't like picking one teacher over another, because I think they're all valuable.
I don't think we're picking one teacher over another.
11,
and I think they're all valuable too, and I proved that with my actions and my words. So.
Yeah, there's 11 different teachers, but I think we can do both.
I think we can do both, too.
I think we need to do...
Power to the teachers, all of them.
I think
more money for everybody.
To do the stipend thing tonight and then look ahead for the salaries in the February or March, whenever we do that.
And, you know, somebody asked if they did away with the star test. If they did away with it, then that stipend would go away.
Well, it would be replaced with something.
Huh? That always be something.
Yeah, but...
And if the star test went away, then their workload would be very different. So,
well, I would like to entertain a motion that would include these stipend recommendations on page 4 of this presentation.
You make that motion?
Kelly, you make that motion?
I will. I'll make that motion.
Kelly made that motion.
I second it.
Jess second. All in favor?
5.
That's it. 1 opposed.
And I would like to add on the agenda
Justin?
Yeah. I oppose.
You oppose.
6-1.
Right.
Okay.
But I do want to give all the teachers a raise. I do.
Yes.
I didn't realize how underpaid they are here compared to the districts around us.
Is our hands tied to wait till February?
What's that?
That's just one word.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the contract.
Okay. Your contract.
Gotcha. Yeah, how soon could we?
Yeah, that's what I want.
How soon
can we get into
we
that?
We could probably do it when we do our budget. I mean, that's the thing.
I'd love to give them all a raise.
Okay.
Even the pest guy.
If you add snakes.
Got to do snakes.
I can get you one of them grabbers.
I mean, because y'all have to approve the budget. So if you would like, when me and Ms. Berry meet with Holly, on the 28th, I mean, we could tell her that, you know, you want them all to have a $5,000 raise, you know, which I guess would go in the above, what you get above, and we could see how that works, and then...
I mean, I think it's something to discuss. I think that's important.
I think we have the money.
I mean, we, like I say, we meet here in, what's today, the 11th, in a couple of weeks.
We'll meet with them on the 28th.
And then we'll meet again before, after that. And so we can let you know how it affected the budget and everything. Okay, E7E is, I only have one resignation, and that's Ms. Kobos. She's retiring from Klondike Ideas, our HR director and administrative assistant, effective June 30th. She says, I sincerely appreciate the opportunity you've given me for working for such a great school district. It has been a pleasure working for you. I will be more than happy to provide any assistance required for a smooth transition of my responsibility. She's having a lot of problems with her mom and her daughter, and she was able to buy back some years of service, so she decided it was time. So I recommend that we accept her resignation.
I'll make that motion.
We got a motion to accept that resignation, Quentin. Second it, all in favor? None opposed?
Okay. And then for hiring of personnel, I have one, Elena. Building. I'd like to recommend that we hire her as a classroom teacher for the 26-27 school year. She was interviewed by a committee, and from what I understand, she just was very, very impressive. And do y'all know Clayton Fielding?
Mm-hmm.
It's his wife.
Good.
And I think I visited with y'all about her at one board meeting and told you she was pregnant and was going to be due in August, but that's not true. I think it's October. That she, so she'll,
she's pregnant in October.
So, but I haven't met her, but
I've heard good things.
Knowing her husband,
she's,
I really like
awesome.
Her husband a lot. Clayton, he's a super nice guy.
I think our girls are going to like her.
So I would recommend that we hire her as a, or offer her a contract for the 26, a probationary contract for the 26-27.
Is she teaching now?
Yes, in La Mesa, I believe.
Okay, so make the motion. Kyle made the motion.
I'll second it.
Cody seconded. All in favor? None opposed?
And while we're on personnel, y'all have a piece of paper that looks like this. These are some of the things that we've done. The first thing up on the top, the Griswolds, the newlyweds, want to move into a new house, into one of the new houses. We don't have anybody. Miss Enns is moving into the other one. We haven't had anybody ask for that other one, so I don't have a problem with them moving into that new house as soon as we get electricity to it. For some reason, Lindegard's got to send an engineer out here to figure out where to put the poles and the transformers and all that kind of stuff, even though they've already done the other two, or the four. They got to come out here and do that. So the next thing there, we reassigned Melissa Adams to our HR person. She, we interviewed two people for that position. She's already been training with Ms.
Kobos.
I think she's going to do quite well there. She's also going to continue doing our food service stuff. So that's a big plus there, too. Coach Jordan no longer be coaching football. He's going to go to the girls' side only. He's going to be an assistant volleyball coach. We've reassigned Katie Cruz to tennis only. She wants to spend more time as our counselor, which I think is a good move.
Mm-hmm.
Reassigned Ashley DeGraffenried to head volleyball coach. Ms. DeGraffenried she played volleyball at Crane. And she also played in college. We reassigned Carrie O'Brien to kindergarten to take over for my wife. We reassigned Harris Evans to IT director. We interviewed three people for that job. We reassigned Mary Bell Banuelos to pre-K teacher, which I think she'll do an excellent job there. She has got a degree and she is working with iTeach to get her certification. I have hired Alex Clark, which is Cliff's wife, as our daycare director.
Oh, that's awesome.
I think she's going to do a great job there too. We've hired Keely Johnson to take Miss Adams' place in the library. We will need to hire a kindergarten aide to take over because Miss Hernandez is retiring. We'll also need to hire a first grade aide. And then we will need to hire a boys coach to take over Coach Jordan's place and also to teach history because that's what
Mr. Evans
taught.
And a first grade teacher.
And a first grade teacher. I forgot about that one.
It's a biggie.
So...
First grade aide.
Yeah. We need a first grade aide, but we also need a first grade
teacher. And a first grade teacher.
So, just wanted y'all to be aware of all that.
Maybe somebody in that pile has a significant other that wants to teach first grade. Fingers crossed.
Thanks for doing the work.
At this time, I'm sorry.
Before we go into closed session, we're getting into this other stuff. I just got something I'd like to say. Just want to remind all of our fellow board members, you know, that we are held to ethics, and I'd encourage everybody to go back and read our ethics. Specifically, where I will refuse to surrender judgment to any individual or group at the expense of the district, or a board member shall not use coercive means or promise special treatment in order to influence board or district decisions, and there's been some stuff that's happened, and I just want to make it very clear that my integrity is not up to be bought. No amount of coercion or intimidation will ruin that, and I just want to, I encourage all of y'all to make that commitment to the district. Is that clear, Mr. Ferguson?
Sure. Appreciate you. Mm-hmm.
I've got the code of ethics right here, too. I read them often.
Okay, with that, we'll go into closed session so that the board may go over superintendent applications.
Listen, I'm going to run the restroom.
And y'all want to have a
I'm
break?
I'm going to get my reading glasses.
Get a break for a minute.
Did you? Lon just had to get some, too.
Oh, it's on there. I can read that.